The next drug for fibromyalgia? Tonix's Tonmya sleep and pain drug heads to the FDA. By Court Johnson, April 15th, 2024. Preamble. Health Rising Sleep Series, Part 1. Dr. Bruck Interview. Bronk kicked the series off with an interview of Dr. Bruck, a retired sleep researcher whose son has ME/CFS. Part 2. Ruhoy and Kaufman on Sleep. An overview of a fascinating talk by two long-term ME/CFS and FM and chronic illness experts, Dr. David Kaufman and Dr. Eileen Ruhoy on Sleep, on their Unraveled Patreon podcast. Part 3. A new sleep drug for fibromyalgia? A look at Tonmya, a sleep pain drug Tonix Pharmaceuticals is submitting for FDA approval. Part 4. An interview with Dr. Mullington, a longtime sleep researcher, an ME/CFS expert who, courtesy of the Open Medicine Foundation, is using cutting-edge technology to further understand sleep in ME/CFS. And now for part 3, the main article on Tonix's Tonmya. There's got to be a better way. People with chronic fatigue syndrome, ME/CFS, can look at fibromyalgia and its three FDA-approved drugs, Lyrica, Pregabalin from 2007, Cymbalta, or duloxetine from 2008, and Savella, or milnacipran from 2009, over 3 years in the U.S. with envy. The truth is, though these drugs don't work very well in many people, we're not missing much. A 2020 review, Current and Emerging Pharmacotherapy for Fibromyalgia, stated, "It must be acknowledged that pharmacological treatment has been met in general with rather modest rates of success in this area." That was polite researcher speak for, "It's amazing how ineffective these drugs are." A few paragraphs later, they changed that modest to strikingly modest. The strikingly modest progress in this field, as manifested by the surprisingly low compliance of patients. It got even worse. Real-life data published over recent years, together with the clinical experience of physicians dealing with this group of patients, all indicate that only a minority of fibromyalgia patients continue taking medications for more than a short period of time due to either lack of efficacy, side effects, or both. The, quote, strikingly modest, unquote, progress may not have been surprising. These weren't, after all, the most creative drugs in the world. One, Lyrica, was an improved version of gabapentin, while the others were antidepressants, SNRIs. Fibromyalgia and the chronic pain field need a new approach, and in Tonix's Tonmya drug, they have it. Getting a drug approved by the FDA is not easy. The examples below will show the numerous and even worse unanticipated ways a drug can fail. Missed opportunities. Daiichi's dumpster fire. Still, drug companies must have been licking their chops at the spate of FDA-approved drugs that occurred in the late 2000s. After 2009, though, the party was over. Despite several attempts, including the notorious Daiichi Sankyo fiasco, no drugs have been FDA-approved for fibromyalgia in the U.S. in 15 years. Daiichi Sankyo was so confident in their upgraded version of Lyrica called Mirogabalin that it went straight to a huge phase 3 trial, 3,600 patients in 300 centers worldwide, without doing any phase 2 safety and efficacy trials. It was easy to understand their confidence. Mirogabalin was supposed to be Lyrica without the side effects, but the drug utterly bombed. In two unusual reports, the company argued both before and after the trial that the new outcome measures the FDA had put in place for fibromyalgia made it more difficult for drugs to be approved. Bye-bye, brincidofovir. Some people may remember CMX-001, or brincidofovir, the next great antiherpeviruses drug. Studies suggested that this Vistide upgrade was effective against many types of viruses, leading to FDA to give it fast-track status for no less than three separate viruses. Brincidofovir sailed through large failed phase 2 trials, but then stunk it up in its phase 3 trial, perhaps because of something the doctors unwittingly did. Subsequently, Chimerix, its manufacturer, halted two more phase 3 trials and ultimately sold the drug to another company. Sorry, Synergy. Over in ME/CFS, the phase 2 Synergy trial combining methylphenidate and mitochondrial nutrients seemed to be a lock before it too failed to meet its primary endpoint. The unusually high placebo effects may have doomed it. It did well in a Gulf War illness study. The big hurt. Rituximab bombs. The one that really hurt, though, was rituximab, which aced early trials only to bomb in its phase 3 trials for ME/CFS. One ME/CFS researcher believes a reduced maintenance dose may have been the culprit. There are clearly many ways for a drug, even potentially a good drug, to fail. A better way? Health Rising has been following Tonics Pharmaceuticals' Tonmya, formerly TNX-102, story with fascination and, at times, horror for about 5 years. Tonics has been anything but exempt from the pitfalls that drug companies can experience. The notable thing about this small drug company has been its persistence. It's been like the little engine that could. Through thick and thin, it just kept pulling the drug up the mountain. An updated form of Flexeril, cyclobenzaprine, TNX-102, or Tonmya, charted a new path. Tonmya is a muscle relaxant that relaxes muscles via the central nervous system. Its new sublingual format shoots the drug straight into the body, allowing a significant reduction in the dose and bypassing the toxicity problems that were relegating Flexeril to short-term use. By reducing the activity of nervous system pathways associated with alertness and vigilance during sleep, and thereby relieving pain as well, Tonics aimed Tonmya at key areas of fibromyalgia and ME/CFS. It seemed that more refreshing sleep and reduced pain might be on their way for fibromyalgia patients. But the 2019 trial failed. Its interest in fibromyalgia apparently over, Tonics reported that it would try again with PTSD. When its PTSD trial succeeded, with a larger dose, though, Tonics thought it had its answer. Reinvigorated, the company started two new large phase 3 fibromyalgia trials, Relief, Rally, using the higher dose. After an interim analysis suggested the drug would not make its primary endpoints, Tonics abruptly suspended the Rally mid-trial. Tonmya was, once again, on the rocks. Further analysis suggested that Tonics had found a new way to fail a treatment trial. While its analysis suggested the Rally trial successfully reduced pain levels, the high dropout rates occurring during the pandemic on both arms of the trial scotched the kind of analysis the FDA required. Tonix's successful relief trial, which began after the pandemic, convinced Tonix that despite two expensive trial failures, it was on the right track. The little drug company that seemed never willing to say no started its aptly named Resilient Phase 3 trial. No one can say Tonix hasn't had faith in its drug. Resilient indeed. The results of the 457-person trial are in. Tonix reported that this time, the drug met its pre-specified primary endpoint by significantly reducing daily pain compared to placebo. Tonix reported that clinically meaningful results were also seen in all secondary endpoints related to improving sleep quality, reducing fatigue, and improving overall fibromyalgia symptoms and function. Almost 50% of fibromyalgia patients taking the drug reported at least a 30% decline in pain. The drug worked quickly as well and started to have an effect in the first week of use. Its effect size of 0.38 is considered a moderate effect size. Daniel J. Claw, MD, a well-known fibromyalgia researcher and director at the Chronic Pain and Fatigue Research Center at the University of Michigan, called the results terrific news for patients with fibromyalgia. He noted that the drug's active ingredient has a known favorable safety profile from decades of use, and that it was beneficial in many other key symptom domains, including sleep quality, sleep disturbance, and fatigue. See Dr. Claw and another longtime fibromyalgia researcher, Leslie Arnold, in the below webinar. Tonmya also appears to be quite safe, with the common systemic side effects, headache and somnolence, occurring in about 3% of patients. No weight gain, as occurs with Lyrica or antidepressants, was found. Indeed, Tonix believes its drug is unique in fibromyalgia pharmacology because it doesn't present any trade-offs. People who take Lyrica to reduce their pain often have less energy. Likewise, people who take Cymbalta or Savella often experience worse sleep. They believe Tonmya can improve pain, sleep, and fatigue. The sleep angle. For Tonix, sleep is where it's at. Seth Lederman, Tonix's president, referred me to Dr. Iredell Iglehart III's 2003 patent, which described a drug that reduced pain in fibromyalgia, as well as ME/CFS, by improving sleep. The novel part of Iglehart's patent was that a low dose of cyclobenzaprine, or a metabolite of cyclobenzaprine, was required. The goal for Tonix is not to produce longer sleep, nor to prevent insomnia, but to produce deeper, more refreshing sleep. It believes that non-restorative sleep may be the Achilles heel of fibromyalgia and ME/CFS. Moldovsky's pioneering Toronto studies in the 90s, and others since then, have indicated that poor sleep increases pain sensitivity. In 1993, Moldovsky reported that chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia have similar disordered sleep physiology, namely an alpha rhythm disturbance, 7.5 to 11 Hz, in the electroencephalogram, EEG, within non-rapid eye movement, NREM, sleep that accompanies increased nocturnal vigilance and light, unrefreshing sleep. It's the nocturnal vigilance and light, unrefreshing sleep that sets diseases like ME/CFS and FM apart. More recent research calls this a hyperarousal sleep disorder. Tonmya is different from other sleep drugs in that it blocks four receptors associated with increased alertness. It's notable that the hypnotic sleep drug Ambien, which does increase sleep times but does not affect deep sleep, did not improve pain levels in fibromyalgia. Tonix proposes that the brains of fibromyalgia and ME/CFS patients are simply too alert. Indeed, several studies suggest that the sympathetic nervous system, fight-flight, activation, and sleep fragmentation play a key role in these diseases. It may not be so much that ME/CFS and fibromyalgia patients are not getting enough deep sleep, but that their deep sleep is not deep enough. A 2020 Australian ME/CFS sleep study concluded, autonomic hypervigilance during the deeper recuperative stages of sleep is associated with poor quality sleep and self-reported well-being. In short, ME/CFS and FM, in several ways, seem tailor-made for a drug that can help the brain to calm down and rest during sleep. That's why Xyrem, sodium oxybate, the sleep drug that came close to being approved by the FDA for sleep, does. Xyrem was rejected, not because it didn't work in FM, but because of its use as a date rape drug. Timeline. Tonix plans to submit a new drug application to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration in the second half of 2024 for Tonmya. Lederman told me it's taken $700 million in funding to get this far. But we should know by the second half of next year if fibromyalgia finally has a new FDA-approved drug. If Tonmya is approved, it could hit the market 3 months later. Time will tell. Found this blog helpful? Please support Health Rising and keep the information flowing.